Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. Acts chapter 3, verse 1. I know you've been standing for a little while, but let's read the word of God together. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. I want to talk to us just for a few moments today about the spirit of expectation. The spirit of expectation. Praise the Lord. If you want any spirit besides the Holy Ghost, the spirit of expectation is, it's one that'll get you far. It's one that'll open doors. It's one that'll connect you with a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. You may be seated. The miracle of life. It's truly a miracle when God creates a new life. It's a miracle. We believe today that life begins at the moment of conception. It is truly a miracle how the cells begin dividing and multiplying, and a baby is formed inside the mother. This crazy talk today, oh, you can't call them mothers, you got to call them birthing persons. I want to tell you, guys, you just can't be pregnant. I'm just put it out there, okay? It's not how it works. God didn't design it that way. And this world is so intent on bucking against everything that God set into motion, and so now it's birthing persons. No, I want to tell you, God puts the things together, and inside the body of that mother, those cells begin dividing and multiplying, and the body knows how to nourish that forming baby, and she carries that baby for 9 months as it grows and develops. The miracle of life. Isn't it awesome? There's a term used during pregnancy to describe the mother's condition. She's expecting. Expecting. The baby is on the way, but it's not here just yet. Everything's on schedule. The baby is developing, but the time for the baby to be born is not quite right yet. But just hang on, because the baby is on the way. That mother and the father, in some ways, are expecting. They're counting down the days. They're getting things ready. They're preparing for that due date. It's not here just yet, but they're expecting. Expecting. We have perhaps some here today who are expecting. Expecting. And we are excited with you. Amen. Thank God for kids. A church needs to be full of children. Thank God for church growth. Expecting. We need to be expecting. Every church service we come to, we should be expecting. Every time we go to pray, we should be expecting. Every morning when we wake up, we should be expecting. Expecting a move from the Lord. Expecting a touch of His Spirit. Every time we come into the house of God, we should be expecting an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Every day we get up, we need to start expecting a miracle. God, order my steps today so I can be right where I need to be to receive my miracle. Why not expect a miracle every single day? Amen. This church is expecting revival. We're expecting financial miracles. We're expecting a great move of God in this city. Maybe we look around at our current situation and we see that miracle is not here just yet. And we still have a need and we're still believing, but the miracle hasn't come to pass just yet. I tell you this, don't give up on your miracle. Don't give up on your blessing. We're still expecting. We're still expecting. We know it's on the way. There are times that a mother is expecting and the due date comes and goes, and for whatever reason, the baby is delayed. You want to talk about miserable? That mother is ready. That mother is ready. In spiritual terms, I believe I'm speaking to some people here today. You've been expecting for a long time, and you know that God is able, and you have the faith that He is going to do it in your life, or in your family, or in your finances. You've been expecting, you've been believing, you've been watching and waiting for your miracle. You've been looking for that door to open, and you know that the blessing is on the way, but somehow, for some reason, and you don't understand it, but somehow it's been delayed. But I've come to preach to somebody here today. Keep your head up. Oh, keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't you lose sight of what God has shown you in prayer. Don't you let go of what He's given you in the Spirit. Your breakthrough is coming. Your help is on the way. The due date may have passed in our terms, but God has a plan, and in His perfect timing, He's going to bring it to pass. Oh, can I preach to this church as a body today? God is not slack concerning His promise. He has promised some things to this church. We're expecting. Come on, we're expecting. You can feel that spirit of expectation. We know that good things are happening, but more is on the way. And this is an exciting time to be a part of the church. And especially as part of this church. But for some of those promises of God that have been a long time coming, and sometimes it seems like they've been delayed. We've been waiting, we've been expecting, we've been praying, but it hasn't happened yet. And the enemy comes and tries to steal our promise away, to take our expectation and turn it into frustration. If he can get us frustrated to where we get our eyes off the Lord and we start looking at everything in our current situation that we're not happy about, and frustration can lead to irritation and aggravation. The enemy is out to steal the promises of God. And how many have had their expectation turn into exasperation? Because it didn't happen on their timetable. It didn't come to pass like they had planned it out. Their prayers didn't get answered just like they thought it was going to do. But Jesus said, you know what? I've got a plan for you, but it may just take a little more time. It may take you down another road than what you thought you were going to go to. Maybe there's a little detour that happened along the way. But God is saying, I'm still working. I'm still moving. I'm still putting the pieces together. Don't you give up on me. I've still got a plan for your life. And I've got a plan for this church. Amen. Don't get your eyes off the Lord in the waiting. Don't give up on your promise. Don't give up on the miracle. But you keep trusting God. You keep praying by faith. You keep lifting up the name of the Lord. You keep looking unto Jesus. I've come to tell somebody, we're expecting. The baby is on the way. The miracle is coming to pass. Don't let go. So Psalm chapter 121 verse 1 declares, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Somebody needs to lift up your eyes today. You need to lift up your eyes today. When I'm praying with somebody to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, when I'm praying for somebody that needs a blessing or a miracle, one of the first things I do is I like to put my hand on their head and I go, whoop. And they're like, what's going on here? Because we got to lift up our eyes. Yeah. See, I came into prayer meeting last night, and my expectation, the enemy was trying to steal it away and turn it into frustration and aggravation and exasperation. And I started in my flesh thinking, well, this one's not here, and that one's not here, and we're not growing like I want to grow, and we're not seeing this happen, and we still got so much work to do. And I pass this church, and their parking lot's full, and I see those, and it's just like they just opened a church up, and now they've got 700 people, and I don't even know where they came from, and they don't know where they came from, and it's kind of a revolving group that comes and goes. And But to look at that, it can create frustration. And we think, well, we're not doing as good as them, and why can't we grow like that? And all of this started coming on me last night, and I had to just say, you know what, stop just a minute. This is God's church. He builds it like he wants to build it. He puts the pieces together like he wants to do. I've just got to be a willing vessel that says, God, you've given us a promise. You've called us to do a work, and I'm going to finish the work you called me to do. Lord, it's up to you to bring the people. God, you're going to open the doors. You're going to make a way. I'm just going to keep expecting. I'm going to keep holding to the promise. I've got to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. And so last night I had to get my eyes off of all the circumstance and all of the problems and all the situations that people are going through. I had to pick up my head. I had to lift up my eyes and look unto the Lord from whence cometh my help. I want to tell somebody, you need to lift up your eyes today. You need to encourage yourself in the Lord. You need to start expecting again. Praise the Lord. John chapter 4. Verse 34, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. I've been praying of late, Lord, help me finish your work. The work that you sent me here to do, help me to finish your work. Because God spoke to me now 11 years ago. And 1 month, and he said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. And if you've heard that story of how God brought us here to become your pastor, it was a word from the Lord. It was direction from God. And verse 36 says, and he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, one soweth and another reapeth. I sent you to reap that whereon ye bestowed no labor. Other men labored, and ye are entered into their labors. And I know that God brought us here, and I know that God has a harvest. I know God spoke to me about this church and from these scriptures here today. And I've come to tell somebody that sometimes life happens and there's all kinds of things that can come to steal our joy and steal our expectation. And if we're not careful, the enemy, he'll do one on us. He'll get one up on us, and he'll take away that joy and that expectation. But you got to go back to the word that God gave you. Lord, I know you sent me here. I know you brought me here for revival. Help me to finish the work that you sent me here to do. But here's the thing. It's got to be more than just the pastor's vision. It's got to be more than just what God spoke to the man of God. There's got to be other people that say, you know what? I'm going to take part of that vision too. And I'm going to catch hold of this, and I'm going to start expecting, and I'm going to start believing that, yes, I'm called to do a work in Springfield. I'm called to reach the city of Nixa. I'm called to do a great work in the harvest. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. We cannot possibly do all of the work with just one or two or three or four. There's got to be a body of believers that comes together in unity and says, we're going to be of one mind. We're going to be of one vision. We're going to be after revival. We're going to let the Lord open the doors, but we're going to walk by faith and expect the miraculous. We're going to expect revival. Every time I come to church, I'm coming expecting revival. I'm coming expecting a miracle. I'm coming expecting to see somebody receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to see somebody baptized in the name of Jesus. I'm expecting it. Hallelujah. Back to our text for today. Peter and John headed to the temple at the hour of prayer. The day of Pentecost had just taken place, and 3,000 had received the gift of the Holy Ghost and were baptized in Jesus' name. And a certain lame man is there. He had been there every day now for a long time. It's how he made his living. They would carry him and bring him to the gate of the temple there, and he would spend the day begging from those who were headed to church. People were used to seeing him there. He'd been in this condition a long time, and the lame man sees Peter and John about to go into the temple, and he asked them for some money. They look at him, and Peter says, "Look on us." Now, he was already looking at them. He was already focused on them. But Peter was saying something more. He was saying, take heed. You need to look with purpose. You need to pay attention to what's about to go down here. Because this day is about to be different than all these other days that they carried you to the gate of the temple. But today your miracle's on the way. And so Peter was saying, hey, hold up just a moment. I want you to look with expectation. When you look with expectation, it's different than just casually looking around. Just kind of just walking, going through life, and you're not really paying attention to things. But all of a sudden now you're looking with expectation. Well, okay, what? Something's different about this encounter. Something's different about these two men. I feel a little something. And you're expecting something. I want to tell you, when you go through life and you go through the city of Springfield and you go through Southwest Missouri and you go with expectation, you start seeing things you never saw before. You start paying attention when you're walking through your neighborhood, when you're walking around the school, around businesses, wherever God leads you to do your prayer walk. I want you to do it with expectation. And you're going to see people, and all of a sudden you're going to start to pick up on things. Because on the outside it looks like they've got everything all together. But you see something beyond just the flesh. You see into the spirit, and you realize that's a man who's got trouble at home. That's a life that they've got sickness in their body. That's someone that's depressed. That's someone that on the outside it looks like they're mean and hatred. And yes, that's because on the inside they're hurting and they're desperate for hope. Come on, you start to look with expectation. God has called us not to go through life just casually going through life, but he's called. He said, Peter said, look on us. You got to look with expectation. John 3:5, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. John 3:6, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Why didn't the lame man sit inside the gate? Why didn't he just go into the temple? because there were rules. And a man in his condition couldn't go inside. There was something wrong with him, and so he's caught outside. I want to tell you, there's people, oh, come on, there's people they would think, well, I could never go to that church because I could never be perfect like they are. They just don't know where you came from. They don't know what God delivered us from. They don't know how far God's brought us. But I've come to tell you, when you start looking with expectation at that life that is broken and hurting and abused and so sorrowful, and you start to see into their spirit and you start to see into their soul and you start expecting, hey, God can do anything. God could save them. God could deliver them. God could bring them out of that miry clay. And they're going to come into this place and they're going to be able to come inside. And they're going to receive what they've been desperate for, what they've been longing for. Verse 9, and all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto them. Here's the deal. When we step out in faith and we start expecting miracles and praying with people and believing for God to do the work, God's going to do it for them. But they've got a brother. And they've got a sister. And they've got a neighbor. And they've got friends on the job. And they got people that they know that they're going to say, hey, what happened to you? You used to be the lame man at the gate, and now you're walking around and leaping and praising God. And God's done a miracle in your life. What happened to you? And that person's going to be able to say, I found a church. It's everything that the Bible said a church should be. They preach it like the Bible says. They dress like the Bible says. They live like the Bible talks about. You've got to come experience this too. The world is looking to us. They're trying to find what they need. They're looking for us to do something. We've got to have the goods. So here's what we're going to do. Number one, we're going to start praying with expectation. We're going to start praying with expectation. So many times we spend our time in prayer and we're just putting in, it's like punching a clock. Well, I gotta put 30 minutes into prayer today. I haven't been able to pray, so I gotta find 30 minutes. So here I go, and I'm punching the clock and I'm just going through the motions. Lord, I praise you, I worship you, Lord, forgive me. God, help me live for you. And we fall asleep, and and all of that, and we're just going through the motions. It's time we start praying with expectation. It's start praying like we believe our prayers are going to come to pass. I was walking and praying yesterday, and it was a little cold, and it wasn't comfortable, and I walked a little longer than I wanted to quit, but I walked a little longer than normal, and I have to be honest with you. I walked, I think, 4 miles yesterday, but the first 2 miles, I really wasn't into it. But something happened, and there was a boldness that started coming over me, and I started praying with an expectation. And I started praying for that area of the city, and I started praying for those people that were going to go by there, and I started praying for some spirits that were around that place, and I started praying that God would give us victory. Come on, I want to tell you, when you start praying with expectation, you start seeing things in the spirit that you missed before. Hey, amen. Every time you pass that neighbor's house, I want you to pray, God, I'm expecting a miracle in their life. You're going to open the door for me to witness. You're going to deal with their kids, Lord. I'm going to be able to bring them to church. I'm going to be able to teach a neighborhood Bible study. There's about to be a miracle. There's about to be a revival in my community. Hallelujah. Praying with expectation. God, I'm believing that you are going to work in this need. I believe that when I pray, Lord, you're going to hear from heaven and you're going to send your spirit to work and you're about to do a miracle. You pray believing it's going to come to pass. And then we worship with expectation. Oh, no, I want to wait to worship until the miracle happens. I'm going to wait to worship and when it's all going right for me. And hey, you better when the miracle comes through give glory to God. But I want to tell you about something that's more powerful than that, is worship in the middle of the trial. Oh, Job said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away, but blessed be the name of the Lord. And in the middle of his situation, when he didn't know how it was going to turn out, and he didn't know God was going to give him a double blessing, and he didn't know he was going to even come through and make it out alive, but he said, I'm still going to worship the Lord. I'm not going to curse God and die. I'm not going to give up on the Lord, but I'm going to still worship with expectation. Whatever God chooses to do, I'm going to give him praise. I'm going to give him praise. However God wants to work this out, he still gets glory. I'm not going to turn back on my Lord. I'm not going to turn my back on Jesus, but I'm going to still give him worship in the middle of what I'm going through. I'm worshiping with expectation. Some of you need to start worshiping God for bringing your family back. You need to start worshiping God for healing your body. You need to start worshiping God for the miracle he's going to do. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm giving him praise. I'm giving him worship today. I want to tell you, this will preach. There's a whole lot of ways this will preach. What about giving with expectation? What about giving with expectation? Well, I'm going to wait till the miracle comes through, and then I'll pay my tithes. I'll pay an offering then, but I don't really have any extra right now. And so I'm just going to hold my tithes. I'm going to hold my offering. Well, the blessing's probably not going to come. Because God doesn't know he can trust us. The little widow woman, she didn't have anything to eat. And the prophet comes and says, hey, bake me a cake first. Well, then I won't have any. She didn't argue with him. She just did what the man of God said. And all throughout the famine, there was enough oil, there was enough meal. God provided, God made a way, because she said, I'm going to put God first. She was giving with expectation. She was giving with expectation. If you're here today and you've never put God to the test, he says, prove me. This is the only thing in the Bible that he talks about this about, is giving. He says, prove me that if you will give your tithe, that's 10%, if you'll give your offerings, that's extra. He says, I will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there's not room enough to receive it. If we're to expect in any area of our life walking with the Lord, this should be the main area, because it's right there in the Word of God. Do we believe the Word of God or not? And so when you come and we have people come forward and bring their giving, I want you to start coming with the expectation. I'm doing what the Word says. I'm doing what the Word says. I'm giving my tithe. I'm giving my offerings. I'm trusting the Lord with my finances. And so I'm doing this with expectation that God, I'm expecting you to stand. I'm standing on your word, expecting you to live up to your promise. And that you're going to pour out a blessing, that there's not room enough to receive it. Oh, come on, somebody. I feel like there's a financial blessing for somebody, but you've got to start giving with expectation. Can we stand in closing today? The Bible talks about farmers who plow in hope. They plow in expectation. What are they doing out there? Preparing the soil, fertilizing, planting the seed, getting the weeds out, making sure there's water, taking care of the crops. What are they doing? All of those months, they're doing it in expectation that there's about to be a harvest. There's about to be a harvest. How many of you ever planted a garden? It's work. It's work. There's some things about it that's fun, but there's some things it's just work. Why would you go through all that work? Because you're expecting there's going to be some tomatoes on the vine. Amen. There's going to be some cucumbers. there's going to be some peppers. There's going to be some corn that comes up. And I'm going to get to partake of the harvest. I'm expecting it. So that's why I'm putting this work in. The Word of God is alive. And when we get it, when we know that this is the truth, and we expect it to come to pass, that's when you can read the Word of God and you can say, hey, that's a promise for me. That's a promise for my family. That's a word for my situation, and I expect that God's going to do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prophet told the king it's not going to rain, and it didn't. And God said, hey, you go tell the king rain's on the way. He went to pray. He sent a servant out to look. No clouds. Now, would you and I have kept going, or we would say, well, maybe I missed it. Maybe I didn't hear from the Lord. Maybe. And if God wants to do it, he'll do it in his time, you know. But the prophet said, no, I'm going to go back and pray again. Sent a servant out again. Seven times. It was on the seventh time, the prophet said, there's a little cloud, you know, he's trying to help out a little bit. There's a little cloud coming out of the sea like a man's hand. The prophet said, that's it, let's go, rain's coming. And this song, the first song that we sang today, I can see a cloud. It's heavy with rain. And it looks like revival is headed our way. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you need today, you need to start looking with expectation. I can see a cloud. It's heavy with rain. And it looks like provision is headed our way. Oh, I see a cloud today, and it's heavy with rain, and it looks like my family, they're headed this way. I can see a cloud, and it's heavy with rain, and I know there's a miracle, and the miracle's headed my way. Come on, you got to start seeing with expectation. You got to start seeing it with expectation today. I want to tell you today, God has a work that he wants to do, but he's also looking for a people that will reach for faith, with faith, for what he's about to do. Come on, and we're going to welcome the miracle with open arms, and we're going to welcome the revival with open arms. We're going to be ready for it. It's not going to catch us by surprise, because we're expecting it. We're looking for it. We're believing for it. We're praying for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I want them to begin to sing right now. And I want you to just put yourself in this song. I can see a cloud. It's heavy with rain. And there's a miracle. I'm expecting it. Oh, come on. There's a miracle in my family. There's a miracle in my body. There's a healing. The doctor said it's not possible, but I know a God that is able. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, can you make your way with expectation here today? Can you make your way with faith here today? Can you make your way and lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm believing for it. I'm expecting it right now. I know you're able to do it, Lord. I know you're about to bring it to pass. I'm expecting my miracle in the name of Jesus.